Thank you for tuning in to our teaching today. We just want to praise the Lord and glorify His name and lift up our voices unto Him in praise. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to come, Lord, today and present Your Word and to teach the Word and to speak the Word. Let my voice be anointed. Let my mind thoughts be anointed and send it from on high, Lord, and anoint the minds, the souls, and those that receive it and receive it on good soil and good ground, that it may come forth 40, 60, even 100-fold is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to teach today on a subject, praise to the Lord, giving praise to the Lord. And in Psalms 48 and 1, it says these words, He is greatly to be praised. He is greatly to be praised. Then in Psalms 100, has five verses, and all the five verses. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into the gates, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into the courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. There again, we need to give praise to God, and we need to glorify and praise His name and give honor to Him. Then in Psalms in chapter 34 and in verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. If we want to get the devil really in a tizzy, just go to praising God. He can't stand it. And if you want to run him off, just go to praising God. And you know, the devil can't live where there's a spirit of praise. He can't stand it because he's a sore loser. He's lost out. His hope of eternity is gone. His hope of salvation is gone. His destruction and his destiny will be that awful place called hell. Then in Psalms, in Psalm 71, and in verse 6, by thee have I holden up from the womb. Thou art He that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continuously of thee. Notice there, my praise shall be continuously of thee. There's nothing else in this world worth the praise, but God is worth it all, and we need to praise Him, and we need to glorify Him, and just lift up our voices to Him and give praise, not just in church, but just, you know, I wake up a lot of mornings, I look over my wife, and I say, praise the Lord, and a lot of times, amen, we'll just say, praise the Lord, and we thank God for all the things He's done for us, and all the blessings that He's bestowed upon us, and all the just good things He does for us. He takes care of us. He supplies our every need. He supplies our wants. He's there for us whenever we call upon Him. And things just go better. Things just go better with the Lord. So we just got to praise Him. Then in Psalm 67, in verse 3, it says, let the people praise Thee. O God, let all the people praise Thee. We need to, when we come together in unity in the house of God, we need to praise the Lord. We need to give praise to the Lord and just hold up His name and lift up His name, for He's worthy of all the praise, and all the praise and honor is due Him. Then in Psalm 69 and verse 34, it says these words, let the heavens and earth praise Him, the seas, and everything that moveth therein. God has given the order there. Let everything, let the sea, He owns the sea, He owns the air. He owns the fowl of the air. He owns all the silver, gold. Everything's God's. So he's due and the honor and the praise that we need to give him, and we need to praise him. And then in the psalmist said in Psalms 119 and one chapter 119 and verse 164. And as we go in there, see that within the psalmist had declared and which in he had said, Psalms 119 is a long, long chapter, and it has so much truth built within it, and we can receive so much from it. But in Psalms 164, seven times a day, somebody said, well, how much do I praise him? Can I praise him too much? No, you can't ever give him too much praise. But he said, seven times a day, he goes on to say, do I praise thee because of thy righteousness and judgment. Seven times a day, the psalmist declared that he praised the Lord. And then we back up just a couple chapters to 113 of Psalms. In 113, we find in verse 3, and it says, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. So we have that it's a continuous thing. We have that seven times a day, and then we have from the rising of the sun to the going down, the Lord's name is to be praised, and we're to give honor to him. Then in Psalm 72, in verse 15, and he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayers also shall be made for him continuously, and daily shall he be praised. You know, praise and prayer go together. Prayer, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. Praise and prayer are to be a continuous thing. And we are to continuously praise the Lord. We get a lot more from the Lord praising him. You know, a lot of people threaten God and think you're getting, well, God, I'll go back. Well, you ain't getting nowhere with God threatening God. But if you want to get somewhere with God, you want to put a new insight on your prayers, you don't go to giving God the praise. Fine. Look for something to give God the praise for. Praise him for all the things that he's doing. Praise him for, and we'll cover that over in Psalms 145 and Psalms 150 in the close of the teaching today. We'll cover all the scriptures on the praising of the Lord and how God so wants us to praise him. He's worthy the honor that's due him. He's worthy of all the praise. Then we're going to go to Paul's writings in Romans over in the New Testament. We're going to go into these verses here in Romans 1 and in verse 21. And I'm going to cover down through verse 32, I believe. We go down that far. Then here in chapter 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like an incorruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Have you ever seen a crave of people on animals and pets? And, you know, used to that, you know, pets when they was, or animals when they put them in a pound or something and they was down to where they couldn't get better, they just put them to sleep. And now they're trying to nursemaid them and doctor them back to health. And if you abuse, you know, you can beat your wife, they won't do much to that. But, buddy, you lay hand on the animal, and they'll lock you up and put you under the jail. Men are becoming more important to them, the things, the corruptible man. of the four-footed beast and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. But here it goes on to say, changing the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use and that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malice, for full of envy, murder, debate. Goes on and lists several other things which God is against. Moving on real quickly to verse 30. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covetous breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. Verse 32, who knowing the judgments of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. We've seen the world today, and we've seen the mess that's in the world. We've got our own state, which passed a ban on same-sex marriage, is fighting to lift that and repeal it. And I don't know where the end of it's going to be. I do know where the end's going to be. We're going to be cut off from God, and there's going to be destruction. And it's coming. And it's coming sooner than most people think, because the end's at the door and all these signs on every hand. And God is not going to put up with this stuff much more. It's coming to an end, my friend. It's coming. And we better be ready. We better take on to the Lord's hand, and we better hold on to it tight. Then, in closing today, we find in Psalms in the last six, I guess it would be, chapters of Psalms, and in verse 145, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. And we go on into 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise thee, Lord. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. Then we go on in 147. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our Lord God. For it is pleasant and praisely, and praise is comely. And then 148, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord. From the heavens, praise him in the heights. Verse 1 of 149, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. And then Psalms 150, the whole chapter of 150 is just praise. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him in his mighty acts. Praise him according to His excellence, greatness. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to praise You and to worship You and praise. Now, God, would You go forth in Your people and let them be full of the praise of God. Lord, save souls. God, reclaim the backslider. Heal, set free, delivers our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Until the next teaching, amen.